Hi everyone, Coach Carol here. Today we're talking about discovering the gift of mindfulness. As leaders, when we embrace mindfulness, it makes it easier for us to put our attention on whatever's going on in the moment and not allow our minds to be multitasking with, at the same time, thinking about something that happened yesterday or worrying about something that we need to do tomorrow. We often hear the term mindfulness used in conversations regarding health and wellness. Do you use the power of mindfulness in your daily life? Have you already experienced the many benefits of this powerful tool, or is your life simply too busy? That can be a vicious cycle. According to Merriam-Webster.com, mindfulness is, quote, the practice of maintaining a non-judgmental state of heightened or complete awareness of one's thoughts, emotions, or experiences on a moment-to-moment basis, unquote. I describe mindfulness as purposeful thought, just being in the moment and paying attention to what's going on. This wonderful healthy habit is a way to incorporate gratitude and positive thinking into your life on a daily basis as well. But beware of being in the moment with a glass half empty mentality, which most people don't even realize they're doing, which is not the direction we want to go. Negative thinking only leads to high stress, an increased risk of depression, and having more time to drum up conflict with others, also known as misery loves company. And we don't want to do that. The idea is to be aware of your thoughts, take a step back from conflict, and embrace positive thinking. Be grateful for what you have in your life, and try to understand another person's point of view. Have a kindness mentality, living in the moment. That automatically reduces our stress. Put yourself in their shoes, figuratively, and you'll be more likely to have an empathetic and understanding mindset, which is a great leadership quality. Health and wellness depend on balance, preferably daily. This is one of the reasons why taking a one-week vacation each year feels too short, because it is. There's an imbalance between the vast number of hours worked and the brief time off. We don't allow our brains sufficient time to catch up. We even tend to overschedule our vacations, and life becomes a vicious cycle of overactivity and stress. How much time do you spend each day thinking about past regrets, or worrying about what you need to accomplish in the future, whether it's tomorrow, next month, or next year? Most of that time only results in brain fatigue. When we learn to appreciate the good things in life and live in the moment, our brains can begin to unwind and relax, reducing our stress. This in turn has a positive effect on our physical wellness. Our heart rate and blood pressure tend to go down, and our energy increases. And those are just a few of the benefits. This all combines to move us in a healthier direction. How can you easily implement this magical practice into your daily life, and why is it so important? Our lives tend to be overly scheduled, and we continuously deal with unavoidable stressors and challenges. Here are some tips you can use to practice mindfulness. Choose various times during the day to just take a few seconds to stop and breathe. Literally tell your brain to relax and get in the moment. Concentrate on just doing one thing at a time, having one thought at a time. Pay attention to what you're doing, such as driving. How many times have you driven somewhere and not even remembered the trip? Learn to live in the moment. Remind your brain over and over and over. When you're speaking with someone, truly pay attention to what they're saying. When you're constantly thinking about your response, you're not listening to them completely. When you learn to do that, you will notice you're taking in much more information, and your body language will be telling them that you're being in a respectful place. If you're stressed, focus on something quiet and calming. For example, sitting alone on the beach. Have that go-to thing that you can use to get yourself back in the moment. Practice gratitude. Be continuously grateful for all the positives in your life. That will help to center you mentally and physically. Remind yourself that you don't need to be thinking, worrying, and planning all the time. You can set aside a 5-minute block every day to process negative thoughts, any challenges that you're dealing with, and then move back in a positive direction. Our brains typically want to problem solve. So if you're dealing with any challenges, recognize the fact that your brain wants you to stop and regroup. Give yourself positive feedback every time you take time to be mindful. You're exercising that muscle in your brain of going back to the positive. Use the buddy system and challenge a friend to incorporate mindfulness into their life, and then give each other updates. You'll both be moving in a better direction. Consciously notice all the benefits realized, which will motivate you to find more and more time to practice this healthy habit. Practicing mindfulness on a daily basis will most certainly be a boost to your mental and physical health and wellness. What else can you do to practice this healthy habit that will take your leadership skills and your personal wellness to a better place? Thanks for listening, and make today a great day.